Mark. Good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel Moikatan. We'll try to finish the parak today. Again, that's an attempt. We'll try to finish the parak. See how it goes. It's a long daf. So we left off on daf Yud Beis of a Beis a few lines before the Mishnah. The case was Asa Rabbi Yehuda Shara Lemeikar Kitno Lemikdal Pshuta. He allowed you to pull out flax. To collect kashusa, which Rashi says a humun, it's another type of thing. I'm not sure what the art scroll describes what humun are, right? To the meikar shumshin to pull out sesame. So I'm glad you do that. Cholamoyin. So I'm really Abayi Rav Yosef. Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Bishin, what kitna chazu chachif lechafifa? Kitna is okay. I understand what the purpose are, is because you can use it to cover te'enim or tamarim, but something for tzorach hamoi. Kashusa you can use to cover shichor. You can use it to cover beer. Ela shumshi l'may chazi. So shumshi sesame, what can you use on chol hamoi that you're allowed to pick it on chol hamoi? What's the tzorach hamoi for it? Chazul in nazi. You're allowed to use it for its seeds, the ispihu. The seeds that are on it, you can use it that you can make some sort of drink or something like that with the sesame seeds. Therefore, you're allowed to pick it. Rav Yanai Havil Lahu Pardesa Dimata. He had this sort of pardes, the sort of field of trees, and so it came time to collect all the fruits on Chol HaMoed. Since it was a davar avod, if he wouldn't collect all the fruits, he was able to do it. So he collected all the fruits and the things that are in the field. But Lashana Haba, the next year, Shavi Kulei Amal Pardesai Chol HaMoed. So everyone saw that Rav Yanai, you know, collected everything from his fields on Chol HaMoed without realizing that the reason why he did it was because it was a davar avod for him. And they went ahead and they picked their fields on Chol HaMoed also. Which is why we see a lot of times that for Adam Chashev, you really should be more careful, even though the rule permits you. So after Rav Yanai, they say who shasa. So when Rav Yanai saw that because of him, this takala came that everyone picked their fields on Chol HaMoed, he made a knasa onto himself, and he was mafkir his peros that entire year. Continue on to the next Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah starts giving us more rules about the concept of davar avod. And just to let you know, the Ritva says that Ritva asks, why is it that we're constantly seeing these rules about davar avod? And he says because the hilchos moed are not brurus kol kach, as the lashon is. It's not so clear, and there might be chilukim between one and the other. So the mishnayos are very explicit in what you're allowed and what you're not allowed. They don't just leave it up for general rules. They give explicit cases. Mishnah says machnas adam peirosav mipnei aganavim. A person's afraid that his fruits are going to be stolen, so he can bring them into his field on Chol HaMoed. Pishola pishtano min a mishran, he's allowed to take out his pishtan, his flax that's soaking in the water, he's allowed to take it out because it's bishvil shalot avik, so they won't get ruined. It's a davar avod if the flax stays in the water too long. As long as he doesn't specifically leave over the work to be done on Chol HaMoed. Again, this is completely against the concept of tzarchei ravim, which we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that you specifically leave it over for Chol HaMoed because that's when people have time to do it. But here, a davar avod, you can't purposely leave it over. Because the machlokas is whether or not you were just lazy and you just decide you didn't purposely leave it over, but you would say, ah, wait, and you came lazy and then became avod. Then became the moed. The question is whether that's considered yikavin es malachto b'moed. V'kulon im kivnu malachto b'moed yovdu. And all of them, if you were mekavin to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed, then yovdu. If machlok is what you do, either you're not allowed to use it, or the Rambam says that what happens is based in his mafkir the work. So if you were mekavin to do the work on Chol HaMoed and you didn't get to do the work yet, so based in doesn't allow you to do it. But if you did do the work and they catch you, then according to the Rambam, based in his mafkir, your mamon, you mafkir what you get from it. Svasemas explains that you're not mafkir everything, they're just mafkir the profit or what you would have had. They don't take away the principle that you had to begin with. So Tosfos asks, you know, what's the chiddush by telling me we'll get it later. What's the malacha? What's the malacha of being osaved your fruit? You know, Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do malacha. But if it's a davar avod, then you're allowed to. So what's the isra malacha by gathering your fruits with nehaganovim? So Tosa says maybe it can't be that you're actually gathering, because actual gathering, you say, You can't collect your fruits on Moed. So Tosa says it's because it's tircha. It's too much tircha. The Rashas explains that it might be the malacha of Ma'ana, which is a difficult malacha to define, but Rashas explains it might be Ma'amer. And again, we covered the machlokas of if you do all this stuff on Moed Yovta, then you lose all this stuff. Gemara explains Nemar Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can bring in your fruits because of the ganavim. So Tana, we learn in a brisa, levachach nisu b'tzin l'tok b'esa. But you're allowed when the heter to bring the fruit in is only with the caveat that you have to do a b'tzina. Right, you have to do a b'tzina. Shachin says peros b'tzina l'tok b'esa. So you have to bring it to your house b'tzina. So the question is why we learned in all the other dafim that if you have the davar of, you're allowed to do malachi. You're allowed to do it. Even the Ramban asks, you're allowed to do it for hesia. What's the difference over here if you're collecting it because of the ganavim that you have to do it? You have to do a b'tzina. So the ritual explains that there's a chilek because most times the davar of it is on the actual item. The item is going to be lost. It's going to be destroyed. So therefore, everyone knows. Here the question is, it's a suffet, and maybe it's going to be stolen. Nothing's going to happen per se to the object, is that you're going to lose the object. So in this case, the ritual says it's a chilek, you have to do a b'tzina. Rav Yosef Havilek Shur. Rav Yosef had all these big boards that were heavy, and they were sitting in a seal. Alayinu b'yamama, and he took them into. He was afraid they were going to be stolen, so he took them into his house during the day. Amar le Abaye, but so Abaye asked him, "How time v'ad shech nisum b'tzina b'tok beis? So you have to do b'tzina. So what are you doing in the middle of the day for? Amar le tzina dahani yamami." He goes, "No, in this case, the day is it's sanua as well. We'll see it's a machlokas. Kaven de b'layla bo gavi yaseir. Because if I do it at night, I'm gonna need more people. Ubo meduchrin de nura. I'm gonna need like as big a vuka." Rashi says, "I'm gonna need torches and everything that." Then it's gonna be option milson. Everyone's gonna know about it. So the question is, machlokas is, what does it mean that the tzina here is during the day? From Rashi, it seems to explain that it seems to say that tzina is it's equal during the day and night. Therefore, you can do it day or the night. But Rabbi Nachmanel says no. In this instance, it's option milson during the night, and it's more tzina to do it during the day. So according to Rashi, you could have brought the boards in either during the day or at night. According to Rabbi Nachmanel, you have to do this during the day because that's more tzina.
Well, what's your
circle in
at night?
Again, you have to do it b'tzina. You have to bring in these boards b'tzina. You can't have it done at night. What happens is, since it's big boards and heavy boards, you'll need a lot more people, and you'll need a big fire, and it's going to be a whole tumult. It's going to be optional, so it's going to be loud and noisy, and everyone's going to know about it, and it's not going to be
b'tzina. That's not an
isser
per se. That's
just a... None of this is an isser. It's a gazer that you're allowed to bring it in, provided that you're allowed to bring it in b'nei haganavim, provided that you do it b'tzina. It's a davar avid, which is explained because it's not really davar avid for the item. It's davar avid that maybe it's going to be stolen, so they put aside certain rules in this instance. Okay, so v'shol pishtonim in a mishra, and you can take out your flax from the water, again, as long as if you're not mekaveh to do the malacha on moed. So Gemara is going to ask questions, going to bring in some other interesting rayas. What's the case if someone does the malacha on Moed? He's subject to the penalty, but he dies. Does the penalty continue on to his son? So, by Rav Yemi Rav Zera, Kivin Malacha B'Moed V'Meis. Guy was Mekavi Malacha B'Moed, and he died. Ma'usha, you can sue Banav Acharav. Does the Knas continue to his sons? Meaning, are sons now subject to the Knas, and therefore they can't use what was done? They can't get benefit from the Malacha, and the Gemara is going to bring in other places where they were kones the father and it went on to the son, but they're going to be mechalik those cases between those cases. So first case is like that of a bechor. The question is that the bechor belongs to the kohen. He's glad, but if there's a mum on the bechor, then the kohen keeps it. It doesn't have to go up to be a korban. So question case happens where they were afraid that the kohen would actually purposely do something to the bechor. They would nick the ear or something like that. So then, they made a knas that you weren't allowed to keep the kohen wasn't allowed to keep the bechor in that case. So tir was in bechor if the kohen cuts out the a little bit on the ear of the bechor, so it becomes a baal mum. So the question is, kansu banav acharav. In that case, we say you are konish the son afterwards. So shouldn't in our case also you be konish the son as well? So he says, no, there mipnei mishum the isur doraisa. Nicking the ear of the bechor, you're over on an isur doraisa. Meaning that over here they're saying that cholamoi is only an isur derabanan. So you have to answer. You have to use this sugya. It has to be answered up according to all those mandamers that said that malacha cholamoi is a malacha doraisa. Right. Right. So that's one way. That's one way to answer, and that makes sense because Rashi doesn't Rashi hold that the malacha is the raisim of cholamoy, I think.
Right.
So yeah, he's answering it up. What?
Right,
you were being konis and Isser Doraisa, and according to the Rashi, you do the Rabbana Knas on Isser Dorabana. It's still a chilik between Doraisa and the Rabbana. Is that what you're saying?
There's no Doraisa here, according to anybody, because the Isser here is Mashet. It's Malacha, it could even be Mutter, but I held it up for.
Okay, right, fine. So that's exactly what the Tosafos and Chagiga talks about. That's how he explains that it's not an Isser Malacha. It's not an Isser Doraisa in this case because it's only the Knas that's being talked about. I think that's what you're talking. What you're saying. I'm not sure. We'll go weiter. Okay, so the next case they bring down is the case of you sell a slave. You sell a slave to an Ovei Kochavim. There's a Knas that some people say that you have to redeem it. Whether for 100 times the value or 10 times the value, and also if the ever runs away from its new heathen owner, you can't grab it to be a slave again. So in that case, also the Gemara says, "Intim siloman machar levet chavim machar leovek chavim avdo umeis kansuban macharav." So there, you see that you are konis the son afterwards. He does have to either redeem the slave or he can't take it back if the slave runs away. We say, we shouldn't call yom makali mitzvos. There, it's a different case. You can't compare it because in that case, since an eved is mechuyev in mitzvos as a woman is, so every single day that he's by the eved ovei kochavim, he's losing out on the mitzvos, and therefore you have you're konis the son for that reason. But it's no proof for our case. So hachamai. So what's the case? What's the rule in our case? Gavra kanis rabban v'halesed. Do we say that the knas is on the person? That's a knas on the gavra. A little brisket hakira in the gemara. The knas is on the gavra, and therefore, since the gavra is no longer around, the knas goes away. Ol dilma mamona kanis rabban. We say no. The knas is on the mamon. The knas is on what was done. The object that was done. V'ha'isan. Just because the baal dies, the mamon's still here, so the knas still exists. So Amrlei, so Rav Zera answers Rav Yirmiyahu Tanitua. Now we learned this answer in a Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? Shvi'is Sadash and Niskavtsa b'Shvi'is. On a Sadah that you pulled out the kotzim, you pulled out the thorns in Shvi'is. Tosas explains that the case is that there were detached thorns, because if you pulled out actual thorns on Shvi'is, that's a malacha, that's chorish, that or kotzim, depending. But that's a malacha. So we must be talking about detached thorns, and you cleared your field. So then he says, if you did that, so Tizra Motzei Shvi'is. You're not allowed to do that on Shvi'is, but you're allowed to Zoreya now on Motzei Shvi'is, because it's only in Nisr Derabanan. But Nitaiva, if you were fertilized it by spreading out, Rashi says, by spreading out fertilizer all over the field, on the Daira, or you fertilize it in a way that you made like the animals live right there, so they would walk around, the animals themselves would walk around and fertilize the field. Lo Tizra Motzei Shvi'is. Then the Rabbanan were made a knas that if you did that malacha, you can't be zorei the field on at the end of Shvi'is. So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Naktinan, Rav Yosi Bar Chanina says, we have a masorah from our fathers that the hetiva of the mace, if you did the netiva, the second part, and you died, vino zoro. But the son can do zorei mochi Shvi'is. Amar lididai kanser rabbanan, the brei lo kanser rabbanan. So you see from there, it's mukach that the knas is only on the person who did the iser, but not on the son who comes afterwards. So hachinami. So to in our case, lididai kanser rabbanan, the brei lo kanser rabbanan. So to in our case, the knas is only on the father. If he dies, the knas does not extend over to the son. Rabbi has another proof. It says Amar Rabbi Nachtina, we have a Masorah, Tima Taharos of a Mace. It's an Isser of Bimatame, the Taharos of somebody, of a Kohen. And again, this is Hezek Shein or Nikar, because you don't necessarily see the Hezek in there, but obviously there is Hezek. So there's a big machlok, is the Gemara Gittin, of Hezek Shein or Nikar, Shmei Hezek, or Lav Shmei Hezek. According to this part of the Gemara, we're going to say that Hezek Shmei Nikar is not, is Lav Shmei Hezek, but there's a Knas onto the person who does it, that to pay for the damage that he does. So Abai says, Tima Tarosa the Mace, Lo Kansu Banav Acharav. if he was matami tarosov and he dies before he has to pay, Abaye's Masor is, you don't have to, you're not calling the son afterwards. My time, Hezek Shein Nikar, Shmei Hezek. Because Hezek Shmei Nikar, Hezek Shein Nikar is not considered Hezek. It's not considered damage if you can't recognize or see the actual damage in the object. And then the day Kansu Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan were Konis the Mazik to pay. Well, the Bray low Kansu Rabbanan, but for the son, they weren't Konis. Therefore, you see from these two cases, just like our case, that the Knast extend, does not extend to go further to the child. Okay, we'll go to the next Mishnah. So big dot. Try to get to the end today. Ein lochim batim avadim behema el tzorach hamoed. You can't purchase houses, slaves, or animals el tzorach hamoed except for moed purposes. Ol tzorach hamocher she'ein lo maloch liyochel. Or you can purchase it if the mocher needs money. You can purchase it from the mocher in order to give the mocher some sort of food, some sort of, so he can have sustenance and now go ahead and buy stuff for the yontif. So the Gemara, again, so, but here we're talking about cases where it's just sales. It's just a sale, it's not talking about action. So the Gemara asks, Rav Nachman, Skar Pulash Ein Lomayach Omar. Let's say you have a poel who has to do physical labor. He doesn't have what to ask. Let's say there's a painter who has no means to get food on Yontif. And maybe I need to have a house painted, maybe I don't need my house painted. So can I hire him on Chol HaMoed so he can work? And I'll give him money and now he'll have what to do, what to eat on Yontif. So Amrlei Tanina, sorry? Amalei Tanina answers no. The answer is in our Mishnah because it says Olet Sorach HaMoed. It says Olet Sorach HaMoed. Then it says Ein Lo Ma Yochal. So what is Ein Lo Ma Yochal Asui Mai? What does that come to include? So he says Lav Lusui Skar Peula. Doesn't that come to include Skar Peula? So Rav answers no. That Amalei Lo Ela Pirush. It's a Pirusha Kam Mefarish. But what the Mishnah is saying is that Olet Sorach HaMocher means that the Mocher doesn't have Malachal. It's not two separate cases. It's one case explaining what the case is. So according to that, you cannot, according to the answer right now, you say you cannot hire a poel on Chol HaMoed to do this work if he needs the money. So Esvei Abaye, so Abaye asks the Kasha, we learn in the Mishnah later on, Ein Kos Min Shtari Chol B'Moed. You can't write loan documents on Chol HaMoed. V'im Einu Ma'amino, let's say the lender does not believe the borrower, he's not going to trust him to pay from V'im Milva Al Peh. Then you're allowed, She'ein Lo Ma'yochal, or the sofer doesn't have what to eat, Rosh, by his understanding, then hareza yichto. For these two reasons, you can write the shtari chol v'moed. So you see, according to this Mishnah, you can hire a poel to do work on chol v'moed if he doesn't have work. So she'ein lo ma'yochel asui mai. What's the ein lo ma'yochel? What does that come to include? La'avo yisui yischar pe'ula. Doesn't that come to include somebody, a poel who doesn't have what to eat? You're allowed to hire him to do work. So Shema Minah, you see from this Mishnah that you're allowed to hire a poel to do melacha on Chol HaMoed if he doesn't have what to eat. So mostly Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes is going to ask a kasha on this, and the kasha is going to come from the case that's coming up soon is do melacha on Yudal Benisan, on what's actually Pesach as opposed to Chag HaMatzos, since the Rav always explains on the Yudal is considered Pesach and the Torah calls the rest of the Yontif Chag HaMatzos. So Moshe Rav Sheshes, Chachamim Orim Sholos Umyos Osin Malacha Be'Arvi Pesachim Achatzos. Again, this is Mishnah in from the Perek of Makom Shenagu. So Machlokas of what's going on in this Mishnah. In the Mishnah, is it talking about a Makom that Shenagu Lo Lasos Malacha? It's a Makom that they had a Minhag not to do Malacha, but these three Malachas are allowed to be done until Chatzos. Or it's talking about a case. We're talking about a case of a Makom. Sorry, it's right. One second. Right, so the question is like this: is it makom shenagu shelo that you're not allowed to do malacha, or is it makom shen? Rambam explains that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's makom shenagu to do malacha, but even though you're allowed to do malacha on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start new malacha. You can't start; you only can finish what you were doing, except for these cases. Nevertheless, these three cases, by the way, look at it, these three cases are mutar on Yontif. What are the on Erev Pesach? What are these three cases? Hachayotin, Hasfarim, Vakosin. These are the tailors, the washers, and the sofrim, the writers, or the scribes. So, sorry? The sofrim are the barbers, and the kovsin are the launderers. So what's the time? What's the reason? The chayatim, the reason why they were matter it. Because the Gemara explains that since there's a heter for to do tefirah, to do sewing on Chol HaMoed, so we can it's not a hard thing to do. So therefore, you can do it on Erev Pesach. Hasafrim v'kovsin. What about the barbers and the launderers? Shekain havoyim medinas hayom vayotzim beis asurim return l'safar the kavis b'Chol HaMoed. those guys, because there are instances when on Chol HaMoed, those things are mutter. So since they're mutter on Chol HaMoed, you can do them on Erev Pesach. So Rav Tzeishis asks, if that's the case, that you're the only things that are mutter, you're allowed to do things on Erev Pesach, if there is some sort of way to do them on Chol HaMoed, the Isok Adaita Skar Pu'ulah Sh'ein Lo Ma'yochol Shari. So if you're going to say that you're allowed to do Skar Pu'ulah on Chol HaMoed, Kom Alochus Nami Lishteru, you should allow to do everything on Erev Pesach. Because now everything on Erev Pesach has some sort of model on Chol HaMoed. That's mutter. There's an instance that it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. Da'ika Skar Pu'ulah Sh'ein Lo Ma'yochol. So because you have the case of Skar Pu'ulah. So everything should be mutter on Erev Pesach. So Maskif Lo Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, no, Rav Sheshes, you can't, that can't be the case. Because Elamayata Binyan Lishteri, Shekain Kotel Hagol Rishus Harav Misosir Bona Kedarko Mepeyas Hakanas. No, that that's the case, and you'd be able to do everything according to your logic. You can do everything on Chol HaMoed. You can probably build a new wall. Why? Because on Chol HaMoed you have a model of that there. If the wall is rickety and it's about to fall down, you let it knock it down and build it Kedarko on Chol HaMoed. And then Ravina asks again, Maskif Lo Ravina Elamayata Lavla Lishteri. A sofer should be allowed to write on Erev Pesach. You should allowed to write shtar. So can kosher and kedushay nothing get in the shofer, because you're allowed to write, kedushay nothing. You're allowed to write gittin. You're allowed to write receipts on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you see this whole line of reasoning doesn't make sense, because then everything's going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed. So El Amar Ravashi. So Rashi says no. The reason it's different. Moed Arvos or Karamis. You're asking a question. You're comparing apples and oranges when you're comparing the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach to the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The reason that why it's usher to do malacha on Chol HaMoed is because of tircha, because of the hard labor. Makom seva shel rabbanan, but there's a davar avur. It's makom seva, and the rabbanan would matter it. Arba'asar mishum tzorich yontefu. Arba'asar, the reason that you're not allowed to do malacha is you're supposed to be dealing. It's machlokus, but one of the reasons are you're supposed to be dealing with the tzorich yontef. You're supposed to be taking care of baking your matzah. You're supposed to be bringing your korban pesach, getting your seder prepared, and meeting the tzorich yontef shel rabbanan. So things that are tzorich yontef, the rabbanan were mattered you to do. But midi lav sarach yontiv lo shor rabbanim. The things that are not for sarach yontiv, you're not allowed to do. So if it's not for sarach yontiv, you're not allowed to do it. But you see from here, so according to this, it comes out that we knocked off Rav Sheshes is kasha, and then maskana the gemara seems to be that you are allowed to hire a poel to do work on Chol HaMoed if the poel needs the work in order to get some sustenance. So if I need my paint to get my house to be painted, I can hire the, according to the gemara, I don't know what the halacha is, you're allowed to hire the guy to do the work.
When you have to give the chayit on their Pesach, but he's omnis, how could you compare it to a hedjo?
Sorry?
How could you compare the omnis to a hedjo? Because he's omnis.
Well, there's no, the Gemara says that the chayit, everyone can do it. The chayit is a simple malacha.
But I'm saying, but to tell us that a hedjo can do it, how could you compare an omnis to a hedjo?
I don't understand the question. The Gemara gets rid of that. The Gemara explains that the reason is because it's sorah for the yontif. That's why you're allowed to do it on Erev Pesach. So then I go on to the. Sorry, I'm just trying to move quickly. Okay, 20 minutes to try to finish the accent. So the Mishnah continues. Aim mafani mi bayis levayis. You're not allowed to move your kalim from one house to another house. Aval mafani hu lechaser. But you're allowed to move your kalim from your house to a chaser that's close by. And the Mishnah continues. Aim mivin kalim mibeis uman. You can't bring back kalim that you left over at the uman's house at the worker's house, you can't bring it back. But im choshesh lam. But if you're afraid that they might be stolen from the base of uman, then mifanan lechatzer acheres. You can take the kalim that are in the hands of the uman and you let her bring them into a chatzer that's close to the uman's house. But you can't bring it into your house. So the Mishnah had explained that you're not allowed to. The Mishnah say you're not allowed to bring it from one house to another house, but you're allowed to take it from. You're allowed to bring it to the chatzer. So with the Gemara's havamina now is going to be is that you're allowed to take it from. You're allowed to take it from one bias to another bias you're allowed to take it from a bias in a chatzer to a different chatzer. And the Gemara explains v'har marta reisha eim fanin klal. The reisha of the Gemara says eim fanin bias to bias. You can't bring it from one house to another house, and therefore you're not allowed to do that at all. So then, if that's the case, why are you allowed to take it from a bias from one chatzer to a chatzer? What bias from one chatzer to your chatzer? Well, why are you do that? So Amar Abaye, Seifa on the bias of a chatzer. The Seifa says that you're allowed to bring it to the chatzer means that you're allowed to move the kalim from one house to another house in the same chatzer, but you're not allowed to bring it from one house to another house in a different chatzer. That's that. The aim of being kalim base uma. You're not allowed to bring kalim back from the base of uman's house, from the crafter's house. Amar Rav Papa Badiglan Rabba. So Rav Papa says that they had a bechina in yeshiva. Rava used to gave them a test. Tanan, The Mishnah says, Eim Avin Kalim Beis Uman. You're not allowed to bring the Kalim back from the house of the Uman. V'miminu. We'll ask a kasha from another Mishnah in Pesachim. Seems to be a steer. The Mishnah says there, Molichin Umevin Kalim Beis Uman. The Afal Pisha Einan Sorach Lamoed. In that case, it says you're allowed to bring the Kalim to and take the Kalim from the Beis Uman, even if it's not for the Sorach Lamoed. Avi Stira, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring it back from the Beis Uman's house. B'shanin and Lay, and we answered him. This is they think they got it right. They answered him. Kan Barabasar Kamachol Shamoed. Now, you can say that the Mishnayos are talking about two different cases. One Mishnah is talking about the case of Yudal Benisra and Erev Pesach. In that case, in that instance, you're allowed to bring the Kalim to the Uman. And our Mishnah is talking about a Chol HaMoed because it's an Isra of Tircha, so therefore Rashi explains, therefore you can't bring it back from the Beis Uman. So it's not a steer dealing, talking about two different cases. Ibai Seima, there was an alternative answer. Avahaba Chol HaShemoed. Now, both cases are dealing with the instance of Chol HaMoed. But our Mishnah is also talking about Chol HaMoed, Kambi Mamino, but our Mishnah says that Kambi Mamino, Kambi She'eno Mamino. The case where it says that you're not allowed to bring it back, which is our case, you're not allowed to bring it back. It's because you're Mamin. You believe that the Uma, you're not afraid you're going to lose any of the items. Kamish Eino Amino, but the Mishnah Mesachim, which says you are allowed to take it back from the Beis Uman, is because you don't trust him. You're afraid it's going to get stolen. You're afraid he's going to take it. For whatever reason, it becomes in your mind the Dover Ava. That's why you're allowed to take it back. Now, the Gemara is going to bring this Vahatanya is a proof. The Gemara is going to bring a ride to this that the difference is between Mamino and Eino Mamino. Vahatanya, Mevian Kalim, Beis Uman. You're allowed to bring back Kalim from the house of Uman. Can go and kadri base a kadri. You're allowed to bring the pitcher back from the guy who makes pitchers. The coast me base a zagog. You're allowed to bring a coast back from the guy who makes the cups. Avalot semrem base a tseva. You can't bring back the wool from the dyer because I guess you don't need that for the moed. Velo kalim base a Uman. And here it says you can't bring the Kalim back from the base of Uman. The imain lo mayochal. If the Uman doesn't have what to eat. No sin lo scharu amenichu. That's what you should do. Is you should give him his wages and leave it there. Vim einu ma'amino. But if you don't believe the uman, menichu bevayis esamachal. You can take it from the base of uman's house and put it into a house that's next door to him. Vim choshesh lehem shema yigdavu. But if you have a chashash maybe they get stolen, mevim betzina besoch beso. Then you can bring them into your house. You can bring them into your house again, but only betzina. But you see from here, it's clear that if you're not mam into the, if you don't believe the Uman, then you're allowed to bring the Kalim into your house. You see, this Mishnah is explicit in that, this Bryce is explicit that there's a chilik between Mamino and Eino Mamino. So that the Talmidim of Rava passed their Bechina, and they got the answer right. So then Gemara asks, okay, fine, you gave this whole thing in the Bryce, and that helped us out about bringing stuff back from the base of Uman, but Taratz the Mevi'in, Molichin Kasha, but there's still a Kasha for the Mishnah Psachim, because the Mishnah Psachim says, Molichin, Umebin Kalim Beis Uman, that you're allowed to even bring them to the house to the Uman, but it's a question in our Mishnah that says Eimivian, yet you're not allowed to bring them back. If you're not allowed to bring them back, the Gemara says Kol Shekain that you're not allowed to bring them there. So what's the answer to that? Ela Machvartik Adashina Meikar. The Gemara says no, it's better. The answer is better. The first one. It's a chiluk between Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed. Okay, moving right along. So now the Gemara is going to ask, the Mishnah is going to bring a few more cases that they allowed to be mitorich by them because of a case of Dover HaAvod. Mechapin esakzios bekash. So you have these dry figs that are lying out in the field, and they're lying out there in order to dry. You're allowed to cover them with straw because you're afraid that the rain's going to come and ruin them. And as the Ritva brings down the Yerushalmi, actually, that you're even allowed to rip off the straw from, if it's mechubar, you're not allowed to rip it off because it's davar av, you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ma'avin. Rabbi Yehuda says you're even allowed to do ma'avin. The Gemara doesn't explain what ma'avin is. It might be some sort of thicker covering. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain different things different types of business that's allowed to be done because of Tzorach HaMoed. Mochmei peros ksus v'kelim. So some people who sell peros and the fruits and also certain types of kelim, these things are needed for moed. Mochri betzina letzarach moed. They can sell them, but they have to do betzina. You can't do it. You can't open your store in the regular way. Hatsaidin, people who capture the fish and these things that they're explaining. It's obvious that the stuff is tzarach moed because these things don't last too long. So a mochri those who hunt the fish, but the shusos, those people who crush the wheat to make it into some sort of cereal. The Gerusos, these people, they crush something else. Osim Mitzinah Letzorach HaMoed. They can do all these things with sinna in sinna for the needs of the moed. Rav Yossi Omer, Heim Hechmir al Atzvam. They were machmir on themselves. The Gemara is explaining what does Heim Hechmir al Atzvam mean. Does it mean that they were machmir on themselves not to do it at all, or the fact that they do pitzina was the chumra that they took upon themselves? So the Gemara now continues. Kligi Rav Chiya bar Abba Ravasi v'Tarvayus Meib Dechiski Rav Yochanan. There's a machlokas between Rav Chiya and Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yossi, according to what they heard Rav Chiya and Rav Yochanan say, as what is the word, what are the meaning of the words mechapin and ma'avin? Chad Amar mechapin akluche. One person says that mechapin means that you cover it with these branches, but they're pretty far apart. It's not a very thick and sturdy covering. It's not a complete covering. And ma'avin asmuchi. The ma'avin means that Yehuda allows you to do ma'avin means it's these you make them closer together, so it's a better covering. The chadamer mechapin bein aklushi bein asmuchi. One says no, mechapin means both, whether they're far apart or close together. But ma'avin, what is where ma'avin mean? Also kamin kri. You pile them up on top of each other, make it an arima, make it higher and higher, so it's much easier to protect against them because it's a more sturdy covering. Right, it's just machlokes what the words mean. Tainami hachi, we learned the Bryce that this is the case. Ma'avin also come in kri. Ma'avin means divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'avin means you make it like a kri. You make it piles. You pile it up, so therefore it's a stronger covering. Mochri peyos ksus v'keila mochri mitzina, and Rabbi Yossi says hein hechmir ol atzman. Here the Gemara asks the question. Ibailu, they had a suffix on what Rabbi Yossi means. Hein hechmir ol atzman lo havi avdu klal. Well, they machmir themselves that they didn't do this malacha at all. Ol dilma da havi avdi mitzina, or the chumra was that they're really allowed to do it. They were machmir themselves that just to do it mitzina. Question is, so is Rabbi Yossi really being a machmir or mekel in this case? So tashma. So the Gemara says bring rayas that what it meant was that they were machmir on themselves not to do it at all. What's the, because it brings down a brisa, mochrei peiros ksus v'kelim, mochrei betzina l'tzorach hamoed. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, tagrei Tveria, the people in Tveria, heinech milu atm shlo yimuchim mochrei kolikar. They wouldn't do it at all. Tzadechayis v'ofos v'dogim, tzadim betzina l'tzorach hamoed. You're allowed to capture these things l'tzorach hamoed as long as the betzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, tzadeako, but the hunters in Akko, they were machmir al atzman shlo yud tzadim kolikar. That they wouldn't do it at all kolikar. Deshushay. Right, so now we're talking about people who crush the wheat in the fields. What did they do? So chilke targis v'tisnei, they would break up the wheat into seconds, into thirds. They can cut it into half, into thirds, into fourths. Doshish and betzina, they would do it betzina l'tzorach hamoed. But Rav Yossi Omer d'shushi tzipura heinich miru atzmos lo yidoshin kalika. But those people, those crushers, they would in tzipori, they were machmir themselves not to do it at all. So the question is now, what is chilka tirgis v'tishni that the Brisa just brought down? So, Amar Abayi, chilka chada l'tarte, that you machalik each seed into two. Chilka means you machalik it, you separate into two. Targis chadas l'tlas, you separate into thirds. Tishni chada l'arba, you separate it into fourths. And kiyasa ravdimi, Amar Ravdimi says, kuntar. Ravdimi says, no, those are just, it's just spelt. It's kosemis. That you could leave in water, and that's what you did. It's all different types of spelt.
No issue
separating?
No,
like it's sorach hamoed. Right, you've got to do it local nefesh also, and you don't have to by itself also, you've got to do it. It's sorach hamoed. There's no issue. Here it's chol hamoed, and I don't think it's a case of tochen, you're just separating it. I don't think anyone said you're crushing it, you're separating it into a half, into a second, you're breaking it in half. It's not toching it, making it to small pieces. It's not an instance of toching. Sorry?
Toching should be okay. You have questions. If something completely, you wouldn't start harvesting. But if it's not something that's comparable, you think you can grind it.
I don't even think this. It's the only thing that comes to the question. I don't think it's tochen. Yeah. None of the Rishonim that I saw brought up the issue of tochen. So I'm gonna stick with that. That it's not a case of tochen. So now the Gemara is gonna explain. Gemara is gonna ask kashas on Rav Dimi's answer that all these things mean kunta. That all these things mean spelt. Because there's an Indian again. We have a whole thing about ochal can be kabel tuma, but only if it becomes wet. It has to be mukshal lekabel tuma. So they ask the kasha, Meisvei, Chilka Tirgis V'Tisni Tamei B'chol Makom. So these three things are Tamei B'chol Makom. Even in the villages, right, it's Mekabel Tuma. The village, it's basically, the assumption of the Gemara is that in the city people are careful with the food and they would wash it to keep it clean, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma because it's already Hukshel Mekabel Tuma. But in the kfarim, in the villages, they wouldn't necessarily do that. But Chukah Tirkus V'Tisni Tumein B'chol Mokom. The Rishna says that even in the Kfarim, these things are Tumein, because in order to separate it, you had to get it wet to make it easier to separate. So therefore, it was Mekabal Tumah. So Bishlam Alaman Da Amar Chad El Tartil Plus Larbaya, according to the Man Da Amar, that says that it means separating these things into two or third, into thirds or into fourths. Mishum Hakin Tumein B'chol Mokom. That's why it's Tumein B'chol Mokom to Ikashur, because obviously, in order to do it, you can't separate without putting some water in. So they were Kabal Tumah. Elaman Da Amar Kunto, according to Man Da Amar, that says that these things mean spelt. Am I tamei b'chol makom? Why are these things tamei in b'chol makom? Why are they tamei in the kfar? Who said that they're chosh l'kabal tumah? Halo itkasher. Who put water on them? Maybe in the kfar they didn't put water on them. They weren't choshes to be so clean. They didn't put water on it. So Gemara says, nah, kagon de mikilfon. They must have. They peeled it. The ilav de sharlu b'may lohai mikplah. Because if you didn't put water on it, you wouldn't be able to get the peel off. But my karle chilka. If the case is that you're peeling it, why are you calling it chilka? Which sounds like you're separating something. My car they chilka, the shakel chilkia. Because when you take off the peel, that's considered separating. It's for separating the peel from the rest of the spelt, and that's considered chilka. That's considered chilka. That's again a question on the words. Meisveis. Oh, so chilka means here it's smooth. Okay, so why is it called chilka? Oh, so why is he not doing anything with it? So he says, by taking off the peel, you're smoothing out. Okay, that's different. I'm look at Shilta Terashi. That's making it smooth, and therefore that's why they can use the word. That's why they can use the word chilka. Meisveis, the Gemara answer, thanks. The Gemara asks the Kasha again on Manda Amr, says that it's kunta. Hanoder min hadagan aser afpul hamitzri yavish. Someone says it makes a neder. I'm aser from having any grain, even pul hamitzri. Is considered even a dry pool of mitzri is considered usser a mukter balach, but he's allowed to have if it's wet a mukter ba'orez, he's allowed to have rice. Interesting thing, allowed to have rice. It's not considered mine dagon, which is why rice we say gori nefashos at the end as opposed to an alamichya. V'chein mutter b'chilka v'targis v'tisnei, and you're allowed to have chilka targis v'tisnei. So bishlman damer chadal tarte chadal tas chadal arba the nafkul mitoris dagon. If you separate it, you break it down to these small things, it's no longer considered dagon, and that's why the noder is allowed to have hanah from it. El manda amar kunta dagam al yehu. According to my number, says that these things mean spelt. Spelt is dagon. So Kasha, that's a Kasha that we'll have on that Manda Amar. Alright, almost finished. Rav Huna Shari Luhu Lahanu Krufasayu Lenezel Zvuni Kiorchaya Beshuka. Rav Huna allowed these sellers of Besamim to sell their wares in the Shuk on Chol HaMoed. So Esbe Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked him from the following Brisa. Chanas Pesucha L'Stav. So you have these chanas that's not necessarily the store, it's not open to the Rishus HaRavim. It has these, it's the boast, it's on the road, people, you know, hock their wares on the road, right? So a store that's located there, Poseach V'Noel Kedarko. That guy can open his store and sell his wares his regular way. But Pesucha L'Rishus HaRavim, but if the store is open to the Rishus HaRavim, Poseach Achas V'Noel Achas. You can't open the store in a regular way. If you have two gates, you can open one gate, but you have to keep the other gate closed. So again, Nafkimi L'Halacha would be if you have the store and you open it on Chol HaMoed, maybe you have to keep the gate down. You have to do something if it's open to the Rishus HaRavim to change the way that you open the store. Because Poseach Achas V'Noel Achas. But erev yontav achron shulchag, but on erev shmini atzeres motzim ater atshukei ir b'peiros. You're allowed to bring everything out from the store and sell them in farhesia b'shvil kvod yontav achron, because people have to buy stuff for the last days of yontav. I guess Bryce talks explicitly about erev shmini atzeres. Question is whether this applies to shvi shel pesach as well. But you see from here, b'pnei kovod yontav achron in the only time these people who have the stores open to shusarab, they're allowed to sell them the regular way, is because of kovod yontav achron. But shalom, they covered yontiv low. But on the regular rest of the time during the week of the yontiv, you can't open the store in the regular way. You can't do it for hesia. So why did Rav Huna allow these mochri b'samim to sell their wares in the regular way? So lo kasha, no, answers it's not a kasha. Ha b'piri, ha b'tavlin. The payrus you're allowed to sell before hesia on erev yontiv. Only payrus you're allowed to do it because. Sorry, Peiros, you're not allowed to do. Peiros, you're only allowed to do it on Erev Yontif, Achron Shalchag, because Peiros are Mishtamrim, they can last a long time, so there's a chshad that maybe you're calling the Peiros for something after the regular. So in those cases, on a regular day, you cannot sell, on a regular Yontif day, or a regular Chol HaMoed day, for Peiros, you're not allowed to sell them in your regular way. Only on Erev Yontif, Achron Shalchag, you're allowed to sell them in their regular way. but not during the regular days, the rest of the days. Have a tavlin, but tavlin, which is a machlokas of what they are, so we're going to go with, it seems to explain the tavlin are kruv, or some sort of cabbages or something like that, that they don't last so long. So everyone knows that you by selling them that they're going to be for tzorach hamoed because they're not going to last so long. Those you're allowed to be mocher, but for hesia even on the shari yomos hamoed, even the rest of the days of umoed. So the Tosfos asks, tavlin doesn't mean kruv, tavlin means tavlin. So he brings down the oruf that we're talking about the mina b'samim, that mina b'samim, and the reason over here, and in the shita mukubetzes also brings down that tavlin are things that you normally would put into your dish right away. You're going to buy them to cook with, so people know that you're going to use them during the moed. Therefore, there's no chash that you can keep them for after the yontif. That's why in these cases, Rav Huna allowed them to sell them for hesed even in the rest of the days of yontif. Hajnalach mi shahafach.